this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
I thought we were just coming to Wit's End for milkshakes since it's so hot outside.
Well, but Wit has something a little special in store for us, Bridget.
Yeah, but you're still welcome to milkshakes after we're done.
The Imagination Station? Isn't that for little kids?
Not at all. It's designed for anyone with an imagination.
Aw, that makes me sad for robots.
I've never had a robot ask, Wyatt.
What's the adventure about, Mr. Whittaker?
Well, I know how much you've been missing your father since he's been deployed. And I thought it might be interesting if you could spend some time with him.
You mean actually see and touch him?
That's right.
Okay, sounds kind of creepy.
Well, if it makes you feel uncomfortable, just say so and I'll stop the program.
Oh, come on, Bridget. At least try it, huh? All right. Hey, Mom, why don't you go in?
Oh, well, I get claustrophobic in tight spaces.
Yeah, I'll just stay out here with Wit. Okay. Well, what do we do?
Well, just go through this door.
It's not the door I normally go through.
Well, it wouldn't be the Imagination Station if it wasn't unpredictable. Go ahead.
All right.
And have a great time.
Why is it so dark?
There's probably a light switch somewhere. Here.
Well, this is weird.
We're in a supply closet?
Is this how these adventures normally begin?
No, they usually start off in a desert or on a ship or something.
All we have are mops and buckets.
That's not all that's in here.
Dad?
Dad!
Hey, son, how are you doing? How are you? Oh, come on. I don't get a hug from my daughter, too?
No, thanks. My counselor warned me against displays of affection towards holograms.
You should try it. He feels so real.
I'd rather just get out of this closet. No offense, fake dad.
Bridget, why can't you just have fun with this?
Yeah, Bridget, come on. Let your imagination go for a minute. Bubblegum.
How did you know my dad calls me Bubblegum?
Mr. Whittaker researches these things like crazy.
Okay. Why do you call me Bubblegum?
Because when you were little, you used to chew bubblegum in bed and you would wake up with it stuck in your hair.
That's right. Okay, there is no way that you would have...
Hello.
Connie, you're in this too?
In what? I'm just looking for the vacuum.
Did Mr. Whittaker throw this adventure together at the last minute? It seems really random.
We're in the Imagination Station, Connie.
No, this isn't the Imagination Station, Wyatt. This is the supply closet.
If this is just a supply closet, then that means...
Dad is...
real?
Dad!
Surprise, guys!
You're home!
I'm home!
Wit, Carla!
They figured it out, finally!
Oh, thank you. That was brilliant, Wit.
Only mildly.
Mom, how long have you known Dad was coming home?
Oh, about a month, since Memorial Day.
Why didn't you tell us?
Well, that was my idea. Mm-hmm. I mean, remember how my visit got delayed last year? Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't want you to get your hopes up in case that happened again.
And when we were sure your dad would get his leave, I asked Wit and Connie to come up with a way to make his visit even more special.
Did it work?
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy your time together.
Yeah, let us know if you need any refills or anything.
Oh,
thank you, Connie.
And Ron, while you're home, whatever you want here is on the house. Thank you for your service.
Thank you for yours.
So, Dad, how long are you home for?
A week.
Just a week?
Wow, a whole week!
Yeah, I need to head back to the sandbox next Friday afternoon.
That gives us enough time to do everything in Odyssey twice!
Exactly!
Mom, uh-huh. Do you have a paper and a pen?
Oh, sure.
You couldn't get leave for longer than a week?
No, I'm afraid not, honey. But timing is great because you're on summer break, right? We can spend all our time together.
Here you go, sweetie.
So, 1 week is approximately 165 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Allow 3 hours a night to sleep.
Three hours a night?
You're right. We're not going to be able to sleep with Dad home. I'll round it down to 2 hours a night.
Good idea,
buddy. Sure.
Have they mentioned anything to you about when you'll be coming home for good?
No.
Isn't there anybody else over there who can fix jeeps and helicopters?
Well, honey, I do more than that. I mean, we're always busy.
60 minutes a day for eating.
Does anyone else in your unit get more than a week to come home?
Sweetie.
No, I'm pretty fortunate with what I've gotten, Bridget.
That leaves us about 140 hours. Mm. 8 hours for each activity.
I just got a text. Ooh. I have to work.
Oh, work? I called your boss a week ago and asked him not to schedule you for tonight.
You called Wayne?
Yeah.
He must have forgot. I better go. They seem desperate.
Oh. Hang on. Swimming for 27 hours is too much, isn't it?
Well, when do you get off, Bridget?
11. Don't wait up for me.
Oh, okay.
You're off tomorrow, though, right?
I'll have to check my schedule. I'll let you know. Bye.
Bye. Drive safe.
Bye.
Have a good night.
Well, that's a letdown.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
I'm drying my hair, Wyatt.
Can I come in?
There.
Okay, I figured out what we're... Can you turn that off for a second?
What?
So you know how Dad missed a bunch of holidays since he was last here?
Yes.
We should celebrate all of them this week.
And why?
Because it'll be fun. I made a schedule. Want to hear it?
Quickly. I don't want my hair to dry weird.
From 8 to 9 this morning, we'll celebrate Thanksgiving. We'll have a big meal, then play our family football game in the backyard.
I can't celebrate Thanksgiving at 8 in the morning. In the summer.
Sure you can. You just do it. From 9 to 10, we'll exchange presents and sing Christmas carols.
Again, summer.
We'll start celebrating the new year.
Which is half over.
Then we do Valentine's Day, followed by President's Day.
President's Day?
Yeah. We'll reenact Washington's crossing of the Delaware while searching online for mattress sales.
Give me that list.
Hey!
You have every single minute booked for the whole week.
I know.
Well, I'm not going to be able to do all of this. I've got other plans, Wyatt.
Forget them.
Sorry, but the rest of my life doesn't go away just because Dad's here. For a week.
Hey, Whit, this is Connie. I'm just checking to see where you are. You're not usually late, and if you are, you call ahead of time, so I'm getting kind of worried. Call me back when you... Oh, you just came in. Never mind. Bye. Whit, where have you been?
Oh, I'm sorry, Connie. Am I late?
Just by almost an hour.
I forgot my phone at home and lost track of time. I'm sorry.
Where were you?
It looks like we're busy.
Very.
Oh, well, then I better get right to work.
Yeah.
Okay, who's next?
Me.
Can I have an ice cream cone, please, Mr. Whitaker?
Ladies and gentlemen, in spite of the cloudy drizzle, we are just minutes away from the dropping of the ceremonial melon, signifying the end of the old year and the beginning of the new.
So beautiful.
Oh, brother.
Oh, for an update, let's go to field reporter Captain Ronald Perkins. I'm sure many people watching are curious about the melon. Captain Ronald, so smart.
Well, the melon is a standard honeydew, Carla, purchased at Finneman's Market this afternoon.
Ooh.
It is hanging 6 feet above the ground by a fishing line slung over a sturdy tree branch. Said fishing line was threaded through said melon with the use of a, wait for it, hand drill.
You drilled a hole through a melon.
And through the porch table.
And with 10 seconds to go before the new year, the world waits in anticipation for the melon to begin its slow descent.
Okay, Bridget, start lowering the melon.
Got it.
10, 9.
A little slower with the melon, Bridget.
7.
It's raining.
6.
Slower.
5. Too fast. Oh. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yay! That's okay.
Are we done? Can I go inside?
No. I didn't get a New Year's kiss from you.
I'm soaked. And it's not even the New Year. What are we even counting down to? It's 11:36 in the morning. We're wasting fruit.
And we're celebrating a fake holiday.
And having fun doing
it. Absolutely.
This stopped being fun 15 minutes ago. I'm soaked, and I'm going inside.
Bridget, hold on. What?
I'll get her.
No. I'll talk to her. I think I know what's wrong. Hey, Bubblegum.
I'll be back to celebrate Colonel Sanders' birthday at 12:15. I just need to dry my hair.
No, you don't have to come out. Look, we can save you some chicken, but for now, listen, have a seat. We need to chat.
What's up?
You're still mad at me, aren't you? For joining the reserves instead of retiring.
No.
I thought it would be different than active duty, honey. I wasn't expecting to be deployed so much.
Dad, no.
What?
I'm not mad at you. You remember that assignment I had in American history 2 years ago when we had to write a paper about a great American hero?
Yeah, you picked,
Martin Luther King Jr.
Right.
Well, I actually asked my teacher if I could write my report about you.
Oh.
She said no because the assignment required 3 original sources and there haven't been any books written about you. Well, yet.
Not yet.
Sure, I was upset when they deployed you again. But I know it's only because they need you so badly. Because you're so good at what you do. And you're dedicated to serving your country. Dad, I'm not mad at you. I want to be you.
Oh, sweetie, then what's going on today?
I was wet, and I wanted to come inside. That's it.
That's it. Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I smell chicken.
I'll be out in a little bit.
Okay. Hey, why isn't the chicken on the table?
There's been a change of schedule.
Oh.
We have to wait for Bridget to get here.
I think she's sitting this one out.
Wyatt, why is your turtle on my coffee table?
This is a special occasion and Flash is a big part of it.
Oh.
The Alaskan Iditarod.
The Alaskan Iditarod?
It's a dog sled race.
It's the world's most watched sport.
I doubt that, Wyatt.
Since we don't have a dog, I've harnessed Flash to a Christmas tree ornament sleigh.
Oh, no.
That's brilliant.
As soon as I put his favorite snack in front of him.
Lettuce?
He'll be off like the wind.
Oh, I've changed my mind. Bridget cannot miss this excitement.
No time to get her.
Oh,
the race is about to start. On your mark, get set,
go.
Oh, go.
Come on, run.
Run, turtle.
Yeah.
Run, turtle.
Let's do it.
Go.
Come on,
go.
Buddy. You've got this.
Whoa. He's not moving.
Come on, Flash. Look, lettuce.
Hope the real Iditarod's more exciting than this.
Do you think Flash is okay?
He's probably just napping. Turtles sleep 23.75 hours a day.
I don't know, honey. Maybe we should take him to the vet.
That's really going to cut into our celebration of National Muffin Day.
Oh, yeah, that's brutal, but Flash is more important. Why don't we take him in?
Yeah.
Wyatt?
Yes, Connie?
Oh, were you praying in your office?
Yeah, I was.
It's kind of dark in here.
You can turn on the light. Is it getting busy again?
Not really. I was just, worried about you.
Oh.
You seem distracted.
No, I'm sorry.
Did something happen this morning?
No.
Well, I don't mean to pry if it's personal.
I appreciate that. Please, don't worry.
All right. I'll head back downstairs then.
Okay. Let me know if it gets busy.
I will. Do you want me to turn off the light?
Yes, please.
See you later. Don't worry. Yeah, right.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
Mom?
Yeah, hon?
Where are Dad and Wyatt?
Oh, they took Flash to the vet.
Why?
He wasn't looking himself.
Who did he look like?
He seemed different. Oh, my mother's instinct kicking in, I guess.
You're not his mother. His mother is a turtle.
That's true.
Hey.
So, how's Flash?
He's
dying.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Of what?
He has an infection, and it's spread quite a bit. Oh. Flash is pretty old. He can't fight things off like he used to.
So did the vet give him medicine?
No.
Then what are you doing for him?
Well, honey, there's not really anything we can do.
The vet said there's a treatment.
But it's very expensive, and with Flash's age, there's no guarantee it would help him anyway.
So you're not gonna do anything. You're gonna let him die.
Sweetie.
Well, the treatment's a long shot.
Why wouldn't you at least try?
He's lived a long life, honey.
I know. Flash has been around almost as long as Wyatt. You know, he's a member of this family.
Bridget, when was the last time you even looked at that turtle?
Okay, what does that matter?
The vet said letting Flash go was the humane thing. I think he's right.
Flash was your best friend when you were 5, Wyatt.
I wasn't the charismatic personality I am today. I have human friends now.
What's wrong with you all? Why don't you all care about this?
Oh, Bridget.
Okay, just forget. Are we doing something as a family right now? What's the plan?
45 minutes to celebrate National Mosquito Bite Awareness Day.
There we go.
I think I'll skip that one and go for a walk.
Honey.
I'll be back in 45 minutes.
Bridget.
Oh, she never cared one bit about that turtle.
He never cared about her either. They always stuck their tongues out at each other.
Maybe he meant more to her than we thought.
Bridget?
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Would you like me to top off that milkshake for you?
No, thanks. You know, I'm pretty full.
I'm surprised to see you here. With your father home, I figured you'd be spending all your time with him.
I'm going back in a few minutes.
I see. Mind if I join you?
No, I guess not.
Is something wrong?
My brother's turtle is dying.
Oh. Were you close?
No. That's the thing. It was the worst pet ever. It never did anything. I mean, in the last 7 years, it maybe moved once. It was like having a pet stick.
Well, there must be something you liked about it, or you wouldn't be so upset.
Nothing really. It was just always there.
So that's it.
What do you mean?
Well, it was there. For 7 years, your pet was consistently there.
And?
What has it been like for you with your dad serving in the military your entire life?
We moved around a lot when he was in active duty.
Which must have been very hard, having to make new friends every time you moved.
At first, but I kind of stopped making friends after a while.
Huh? Why?
Because I knew before long I'd be leaving them.
It sounds to me like you're tired of saying goodbye.
You could say that.
You seem pretty excited when your dad came back to visit.
I love it when he comes home.
Well, then, why aren't you there now?
I don't know. I lied yesterday about getting called into work. I faked getting a text from my boss.
Why did you do that?
I'm already sad about having to say goodbye to my dad. And we only get a week with him. Almost everyone else I know gets 18 years. It's not fair.
No, it's not. You know, I can't count the amount of times I sat here in this very booth with my very best friend. His name was Tom Riley. Tom had to get up early to work his farm. So oftentimes we'd meet up for coffee while it was still dark out. Just to be together, you know, and talk and pray.
You don't meet with him anymore?
No. He died some time ago.
Oh.
Yeah. Today's his birthday. Here's what I've learned about goodbyes, Bridget. You'll say a lot of them in your life. Most of the times, they'll hurt.
Yeah.
I found a few things that help, though. One is spending time alone with God and asking him for comfort. Mm-hmm. The other is knowing that, well, when you had the chance, you took advantage of the time you did have with your friend. Just looking at one another, talking, even saying nothing. I think it's significant that when faced with death, Jesus chose to spend his last night eating dinner with his best friends.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, sweetie.
We were waiting for you.
To do what?
Flash didn't make it.
He already died?
Yeah, about a half an hour ago.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
You know, it's okay, Mom.
We were going to just bury him in the backyard, but, well, after you got upset, we thought maybe you'd want to be a part of the funeral.
Hmm? We're having a funeral?
You know, something to remember him by.
Yeah, we'll all say a few words.
Okay.
Well, we are here tonight to celebrate the life of Flash Aeronimus Perkins. He, was a turtle. A very placid and unruffled reptile. Yeah, does anyone else have something to say? Anything? Wyatt, go ahead.
I remember that one time that you woke up, walked to the other side of your tank, and fell asleep there. It really showed your ability to sleep in two different places.
Okay, thank you, Wyatt. That was nice. Anyone else?
I got nothing.
Really? That's it, huh? Okay, well, I have something. Flash taught me many, many lessons. How to be patient. Mm. How to appreciate other animals that aren't turtles. Based on their ability to, you know, move. But there is one thing that I do envy about turtles, and that is they're always home.
Dad?
Yeah?
That was so lame.
Oh, come on. I'm doing my best here. I thought it was pretty good.
It was a noble effort, Dad.
Thank you, buddy.
So, who wants some popcorn? Anyone?
Well, it's not on the schedule, but...
Today is National Spontaneous Activity Day. Ooh. So I say, with butter in a movie.
Yeah, well, hey, ladies and gentlemen, about face. March inside double time.
You got it.
And I want jujubes.
What?
Oh, I get them all.
Everyone's gone. All the doors are locked.
Oh, well, thank you, Connie. Oh, hand me that wrench, please. This freezer door keeps coming loose.
Sure. Here. It's Tom's birthday.
Yes.
Are you okay?
Well, I am. It just hits me hard sometimes.
I know.
That should do it.
You know, I'll finish cleaning up. Why don't you go home?
Actually, you know what I'd rather do?
What?
I'd like to sit in that booth with you and just talk for a while.
Okay. So, what do you want to talk about?
Absolutely anything.
Well, I got an email from an old friend today.
Oh?
A lot of things compete for our attention and our time, so it's easy to let things like spending time with loved ones get put off until later. And it's even easier to put off if we know that time spent together could be painful for us. But as we heard in today's adventure, quality time is vital for friendships and for families. So with that in mind, I have a project for you. Think of someone that you love that you haven't spent a lot of time with lately. In the next week, do something to show your love for that person. It doesn't have to be big. You could get together for an activity, or you could surprise them with something unexpected. Or you could simply write a letter to that person. A little goes a long way when you're showing love. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Always Home was written by Marshall Younger and directed by Nathan Hubler, with sound design by Jonathan Crow and music by Aaron Fullen. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Keely Marshall, Tucker Chandler, Eric Martzoff, Rebecca Davis, Andre Stoika, and Katie Lee. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.